This is Jordan Sekulow in Washington, D.C. It's time to stand with Israel as the IDF launches a ground operation in the Gaza Strip.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
The Jerusalem Post and others are reporting now that a ground invasion of the Gaza is beginning as we speak. That the Israeli Defense Forces have begun a large-scale movement, a significant expansion of operations, as they put it, on the Gaza border by land, sea, and air. A Gaza resident tells the Israeli newspaper Haaretz, quote, "They're firing from every direction. Everything here is shaking," unquote. According to the reporting of Haaretz, Palestinian sources report heavy Israeli artillery fire throughout the entire Gaza Strip.
The goal of our operation is to protect our people, to end the rocket fire from Gaza on Israeli cities. If that goal can be achieved diplomatically, that'd be good. Up until now, Hamas has closed the door to any diplomatic solution, and that means that we have to strike at terrorist targets in Gaza to protect our people.
Imagine the United States being bombarded, not in one city or two cities, but in every city between New York and Colorado. Maybe 20% of the United States would be exempt from this. 80% of your citizens would have to be in bomb shelters or ready to go into bomb shelters within a minute to a minute and a half max. No country can accept that. We can't accept that, and we'll take the necessary action to stop it. We face a very brutal terrorist enemy. You know, here's the difference between us. We're using missile defense to protect our civilians, and they're using their civilians to protect their missiles. That's basically the difference.
And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow in Washington, D.C. A time to stand with Israel as Operation Protective Edge going into its 11th day as evening falls in Israel with a ground troops. So now ground troops are operating in the Gaza Strip from the IDF. This, again, is a significant change in what has happened on the ground. So to have this new surge of troops actually going in, IDF soldiers going into the Gaza Strip is breaking news in itself. There's already been a casualty on the Israeli side of when these troops started going in. It was late at night. You may have seen it on television yesterday afternoon here in the United States, evening in Israel. I want to read from you again Prime Minister Netanyahu of Israel's statement about why they decided to commence ground action. They did so to strike at the terrorist tunnels from the Gaza Strip into Israeli territory. Hamas terrorists used such a tunnel to infiltrate into Israel. This was posted yesterday, this morning, in order to perpetrate a large-scale attack against Israeli citizens. The IDF successfully thwarted this terrorist action. So right there, the reason why troops are going in on the ground is not just because, well, the rockets, which have continued to be fired from Hamas, and that threat and the terror that it causes Israeli children, families, and citizens, but because there was a terror plot thwarted. And this was a plot where they were going to use these tunnel systems, the illegal tunnel systems from the Gaza Strip. Hamas would use them to go into any of the close-by villages in Israel near that border, come out, and basically slaughter people. That was their plan. And that plan was thwarted, and Israel decided they had to do more to defend their citizens than just fire back, that they had to go in and destroy this tunnel system. But the world is, of course, outraged at Israel. Not the terrorists, not the ones launching rockets from their schools, using their people as human shields, which is, I posted an image to Twitter. I mean, the difference between Hamas and the IDF. Hamas is hiding behind children. They fire behind. They kept their weapons in a UN school. A UN school has had to apologize because it was being used as a weapon stockpile for Hamas, the Islamic Resistance Movement. But the IDF, like our military in the United States, protects its citizens, doesn't put its citizens in harm's way, doesn't use human shields of women and children. We have to stand with Israel. We're going to have two live reports coming from Israel in the broadcast, and so you want to stay tuned to get those. We've got a brand new petition up because President Obama needs to hear it clearly. So does Secretary Kerry. No wavering here. Stand with Israel's support to defend itself and defeat Hamas. Call now, add your name to this petition, 877-989-2255. You can talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110, or call 877-989-2255.
Thank you. Israel is under attack. Hamas terrorists, which have vowed to destroy Israel, are launching rockets aimed at Israeli civilians, including women and children. By one account, 70% of Israel's population is in range of Hamas rocket attacks. Hamas's goal is to inflict severe civilian casualties and annihilate Israel. Israel is defending its citizens. Israel is now conducting a targeted military operation into Hamas strongholds in Gaza to shut down secret tunnels used by the terrorists and to destroy Hamas rockets. Now more than ever, it is critical to stand with Israel. The ACLJ has mobilized teams around the world to support and defend Israel as it defends its citizens. Stand with us. Stand with Israel. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
This is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the ACLJ. The battle to defend our religious freedom is being fought in courtrooms at the highest level. The need for exceptionally trained lawyers to protect our future is vital. Regent University School of Law is the nation's preeminent Christian law program for anyone considering a career in law today. ABA-accredited Regent Law ranks top 10 in the nation in faculty, according to the Princeton Review. With over 66 awards, Regent also placed in the top two in the Oxford University Global Moot Court Championship, besting both Oxford and Cambridge. The ACLJ is located on Regent's campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, offering students an unprecedented opportunity to work on landmark Supreme Court cases through our association. Real-world training by real-world lawyers for today's unprecedented challenges. Come and study law where the law began. For information, go to regent.edu/law. That's regent.edu/law.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. Some breaking news. You may have heard it yesterday and seen the reports as it began. Israel has launched a, quote, large ground operation into the Gaza Strip controlled by Hamas, the Islamic Resistance Movement. This comes after a plot was foiled by the use of the tunnels, illegal tunnels built by Hamas, to try and get over the border into Israel and massacre Israeli citizens. And, of course, this dichotomy is posed between those who keep their weapons at a UN school. That's been reported and confirmed. In fact, the UN Refugee Agency has apologized for the fact that their school in the Gaza Strip was being used as a weapons warehouse, a stockpile for Hamas. That's where they keep their weapons in schools. They shoot behind in from residential areas. They hide behind women and children. And so, of course, in these situations, it becomes very difficult, but you have to defend yourself and your own sovereignty. And, folks, if you want to stand with Israel, we have a brand-new emergency petition up now. We decided, even though it's a Friday, and this was happening yesterday, that we needed to stand up for Israel. And I will tell you, the vitriolic, nasty messages I've received just on Twitter in response to pro-Israel tweets I've sent out, and I'm sure many of you have seen from my Twitter account, just tells you why you've got to stand with Israel. I can't even read them on air. I mean, that's how nasty they are. And, of course, the mainstream media never really reporting the true story. So, folks, call now, add your name to this petition to stand with Israel and support the defeat of these terrorists, that we're going to stand by Israel. Encourage our president to do that, our secretary of state as well. Call 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org and sign that petition online. If you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We are taking your phone calls. But now I want to go to a live update. Rami Levy, ambassador from Israel, and also part of our special operations unit in ACLJ Jerusalem. You know, we have an office in Israel, is joining us now live from Israel. And Rami, great to have you on.
Great. Thank you for having me.
Give everyone an update from Israel about the situation for both the citizens and the ground operation that commenced last night.
Well, I'm actually speaking to you from a very close neighborhood of Tel Aviv. We just got out of the bomb shelter. There was about an hour ago a very big attack of missiles on civilians, which the Hamas has been doing in the last 10 days. They shot over 1,500 missiles And you, Jordan, have experienced some of it about 6 years ago in Operation Cast Lead. We were together at the border with Gaza, and we have been bombarded and ran into bomb shelters. But try to imagine that they're shooting much bigger missiles now and many more. The situation is in a place where our Prime Minister Netanyahu had no other option but to go in. He tried to prevent from going in, tried to broker a ceasefire with Hamas, but we had no other option. The tunnels that you're speaking about, we're calling them terror tunnels. And if you remember, 6 years ago, Hamas had some type of ammunition. Since then, they've used a lot of Iranian money and a lot of their own money. Instead of building Gaza, they built an under Gaza city, which has tens of tunnels. Actually, 600 smuggling tunnels were built during the last 6 years. Luckily, the Muslim Brothers administration is no more, and the Egyptians have destroyed most of those smuggling tunnels. But Hamas has used those smuggling tunnels in order to bring into Gaza thousands and thousands of missiles. They used the cement instead of building hospitals and schools. They used the cement in order to build those terrorist tunnels. Now, the problem with terrorist tunnels, I'll try to explain. Try to imagine that from the Mexican border, they would build tunnels under the fence into San Diego, and they would use it to do two things. One, to have groups of terrorists going from Mexico into San Diego, let's say 20 terrorists that we just discovered yesterday, actually, would go into San Diego and not only massacre, but also hijack people into Mexico. That's what they were trying to do, and they built quite a few of those tunnels. This is a very strategic problem for Israel, and in order to defend our civilians, we have to go in and find those tunnels and destroy them.
You know, Rami, I want to talk to you about, because we the media oftentimes distorts the reality of what is happening on the ground in Israel, why things are happening. People see, well, you know, the civilian casualties in the Gaza Strip, and that the media doesn't do a fair enough job reporting that the reason why there are any civilian casualties is because they have a armed resistance movement that hides behind civilians. So when you are firing and launching missiles or rockets or storing weapons in civilian areas and using women and children as human shields, at a certain point, you can't just accept that, though, as the country receiving those weapons and having to take in that incoming fire. You've got to respond. And now the ground operation that's ongoing as well to take out this tunnel system. This is a situation where I think for people to understand the difference between the two sides, on the one side, you've got Hamas, who is hiding behind children and women. And the other side, Israel, trying to protect its citizens, get out in the forefront, whether it's using the Iron Dome system, the military. Hamas doesn't want the fight with the IDF. Hamas wants to terrorize Israeli citizens.
Exactly. And actually today, in addition to the UN school where they found the 20 major missiles, which is unbelievable from our perspective. In addition to that, they found that in a hospital, they also hid missiles and they shot from a hospital at Israeli cities. In addition to that, an hour ago, an IDF spokesperson spoke about the fact that Hamas now is using ambulances, just like they did in Cast Lead. But today, they're putting in these ambulances children in order to protect missile smuggling with those ambulances in order to shoot at Israeli civilians. So there is a lawfare going on. The strategy of the Hamas is a strategy of thugs using civilians. Actually, the Egyptian administration yesterday came out with a statement saying that the civilian casualties in Gaza are caused by Hamas actions. What I wanted to say, Jordan, is to thank ACLJ for all the work that the legal work that you've done for the state of Israel in the last 6 years. I can tell you that one of my sons is a soldier right in the field right now, and I know that the work that you guys have done, the legal work, has freed the hands of the Israeli soldiers, pilots, etc., to make sure that the staged war, the lawfare that Hamas is trying to implement, is not going to work this time, because the work that you've done has helped IDF protect itself against this lawfare, which will probably start very soon. It started, actually, but it's going to be inflicted upon the IDF and the state of Israel. But I've been hearing it from the Foreign Ministry of Israel. I've been hearing it from IDF officials praising you guys for what you've done.
Thank you so much. We're talking to Ambassador Rami Lever. He's also part of our Special Operations Unit, the ACLJ Jerusalem. And Rami, I know we'll continue to get updates from you, live updates from you, and our prayers and support for your son, who is, again, in the IDF, and for all of those Israelis fighting to defend their sovereignty, and also for the women, the children, the civilians who are still facing these rocket attacks so far as places like Tel Aviv, as you were talking about earlier in the broadcast. Rami, thanks for being on with us today.
Thank you.
Folks, let me, again, explain why it's so important that you support the American Center for Law and Justice, because Rami is not just a former ambassador from Israel. He's also part of the ACLJ Jerusalem. We have an office in Jerusalem. We've heard from our one of our senior counsels there, David Benjamin, who is a lieutenant colonel in the IDF. Then you've heard now from Ambassador Rami Levy, who, again, is part of our Special Operations Unit, ACLJ Jerusalem. We're able to have that office there because of your support. We need your name on this petition to stand with Israel. Call now, 877-989-2255. But let me encourage you to be part of our matching challenge so we can have offices in place like Jerusalem, which we do because of your support. Anything you donate to us online or by phone is doubled. It's a matching challenge. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Support the ACLJ. You can also make that donation online at aclj.org. And stand with Israel. Make this phone call now, 877-989-2255.
The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at aclj.org. That's aclj.org. Israel is under attack. Hamas terrorists, which have vowed to destroy Israel, are launching rockets aimed at Israeli civilians, including women and children. By one account, 70% of Israel's population is in range of Hamas rocket attacks. Hamas's goal is to inflict severe civilian casualties and annihilate Israel. Israel is defending its citizens. Israel is now conducting a targeted military operation into Hamas strongholds in Gaza to shut down secret tunnels used by the terrorists and to destroy Hamas rockets. Now more than ever, it is critical to stand with Israel. The ACLJ has mobilized teams around the world to support and defend Israel as it defends its citizens. Stand with us. Stand with Israel. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. We will continue to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. If you want to talk to us on air again, 1-800-684-3110. Standing with Israel when the world starts questioning its right to defend itself. You've got the IDF now, and the reason why we switched this topic has launched significant ground operations into the Gaza Strip. Always a very dangerous situation when you're fighting against those who hide behind civilians and women and children who hide their weapons in ambulances. And as we had confirmed, a UN school, the UN Refugee Agency, one of their schools in the Gaza Strip was being used to house weapons. So you can understand, see exactly what Hamas tries to do. They put a weapons cache in a UN school. And if Israel finds out that's a weapons cache and fires, and Hamas keeps kids there, which, by the way, they don't let their, you know, Israel warns before they start any airstrikes, they warn the people in the Gaza Strip. I mean, they even do it by text message. And Hamas says to ignore that. In fact, they threaten people if they actually abide by those warnings. So you put your weapons in a school, and then if someone strikes, you say, look, they're shooting our schools. And they're killing our kids. It's classic terrorism. They don't want to fight. You know, it'd be a different situation. Hamas wants to fight the IDF and have a real war. That's one situation. But to hide behind women and children and launch your rockets at villages and cities and towns instead of military installations, that's the definition of terrorism. That's the definition of also cowards, which also is part of the definition of terrorism. You're just there to inflict pain. You don't even care about your own people. It's more about your ideology. Israel has got the moral high ground here. I want to bring in David French, a senior counsel with the ACLJ, because, David, you got a new piece up at National Review. It'll also be posted at aclj.org just momentarily. And the title is Hamas Bears the Moral and Legal Responsibility for Every Dead Palestinian Child. It's a strong statement. Explain that to people.
Yeah, and I'm coming at that statement from a standpoint of the international law of armed conflict. And let me explain. That's not just an inflammatory statement. It's a statement of legal fact. When a combatant like Hamas hides in a civilian population, does not wear distinctive uniforms, and operates out of civilian areas, it converts all of those civilian areas into legitimate military targets. That's what it does as a matter of law. And when civilians die because Hamas is firing and working out of civilian areas, the legal responsibility for those civilian deaths is on Hamas. And here's the thing that is so frustrating. There are millions and millions of people around the globe who look at those civilian deaths and say, look how monstrous Israel is. They don't realize Hamas is violating the laws of war every time it engages Israel in combat. It wants civilians to die. It is happy when civilians die. But the reality is they're morally and legally responsible.
Folks, I need to hear from you. We've got a brand new petition up to defend Israel, to stand with Israel, to defeat these terrorists, Hamas. Because let me tell you something. This is just day one of the ground operation. This is day 11 of Operation Protective Edge. You've already got the propaganda out around the world from Hamas about, well, there's over 200 civilians that have been killed. And, of course, what no one is saying is that the reason the majority of those have been killed is because Hamas put those civilians in harm's way. They hid behind them. They launched rockets from their apartment complex areas, from squares and villages. They store their weapons at schools and in ambulances. Folks, we've got to hear from you. We need to hear from thousands of you over this weekend. Call now, add your name to the petition, 877-989-2255 to stand with Israel. That's 877-989-2255. We always have to be careful with this administration. Right now, they sound supportive from President Obama and Secretary Kerry, but we know that that can change very quickly as the military engagement continues. So usually Israel is given, you know, a few days to strike back and try to do what they can very quickly, and then the world says, now you got to stop. And what we have to say is that, you know, for the third time, Israel's had to go into direct conflict with Hamas. Let them finish the job this time. At least don't stop them from doing it if they want to. Let them be a sovereign nation defending themselves. Folks, I want you to listen to President Obama, though, because it's chilling to hear. We had Rami Levy on, ambassador and from the ACLJ Jerusalem office, and he was talking about sirens. He was just in bomb shelter outside Tel Aviv. Listen to President Obama about the phone call he had with Prime Minister Netanyahu of Israel, Byte 13.
This morning I spoke with Prime Minister Netanyahu of Israel about the situation in Gaza. We discussed Israel's military operation in Gaza, including its efforts to stop the threat of terrorist infiltration through tunnels into Israel. I reaffirmed my strong support for Israel's right to defend itself. No nation should accept rockets being fired into its borders or terrorists tunneling into its territory. In fact, while I was having the conversation with Prime Minister Netanyahu, sirens went off in Tel Aviv.
That right there, folks, you realize President Obama's on a phone call with a leader of a sovereign nation, the Prime Minister of Israel. And I think it should send chills down your spine. And certainly it does if you've ever experienced a situation like that, which I did in Israel a number of occasions with these rockets coming in, these sirens going off and people running. And as Rami was talking about, the kind of rockets that Hamas has now are even greater, longer range. The idea 6 years ago that these rockets would be going into Tel Aviv and Jerusalem and North Israel was unheard of. You know, these were much more short range rockets. And now you've got the threat basically, 80% of Israel under potential threat of rocket fire. And while President Obama's on the phone with a sovereign leader, there's sirens going off where that sovereign leader is, Prime Minister Netanyahu of Israel, because a rocket is inbound. And the idea that we're even questioning, and the media is questioning, Israel's right to defend itself, we got to make sure President Obama stays there, that he stays there on this situation. Because here, that was bite 13, but this is bite 14, the next soundbite. Let me play it for you.
I also made clear that the United States and our friends and allies are deeply concerned about the risks of further escalation and the loss of more innocent life. And that's why we've indicated, although we support military efforts by the Israelis to make sure that rockets are not being fired into their territory, we also have said that our understanding is the current military ground operations are designed to deal with the tunnels, and we are hopeful that Israel will continue to approach this process in a way that minimizes civilian casualties, and that all of us are working hard to return to the ceasefire that was reached in November of 2012.
Let me go back to David French, a senior counsel with the ACLJ. Dave, we just got a few minutes left in this first half of the broadcast. We've got a second 30 minutes coming up and a live report from CBN News Jerusalem Bureau Chief Chris Mitchell on what's happening in Israel. But, David, this is exactly what your new piece is about. The idea that President Obama, on the one hand, goes from Israel's got a right to defend itself, the sirens are going off while I'm talking to Prime Minister Netanyahu, but it's up to them to minimize civilian
right.
casualties when they've got an enemy who's hiding behind women and children.
It's up to Hamas to minimize civilian casualties by not using them as human shields and, most importantly of all, not firing rockets. Look, Israel has a right of self-defense even if Hamas puts rockets in schools. If you put a rocket in school, it doesn't mean that you just have to take that rocket. You can strike it. And that's what Israel does, and it's what it has to do to defend itself, and the responsibility for all the devastation that follows is on Hamas.
An update on the plane situation, too, in Ukraine. At least one American was on that plane, 298 people on board, all, of course, killed in that what appears now to be a missile attack. There, President Obama said evidence indicates the plane was shot down by a surface-to-air missile from an area controlled by the pro-Russian separatists. They would be armed by the Russian military. We'll have more on that. But, folks, stand with Israel. Call 877-989-2255.
Israel is now conducting a targeted military operation into Hamas strongholds in Gaza to shut down secret tunnels used by the terrorists and to destroy Hamas rockets. Now more than ever, it is critical to stand with Israel. Stand with us. Stand with Israel. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. We're going to be taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. We have a live report, again, a second report coming up from Chris Mitchell, CBN News, their Jerusalem Bureau Chief, on what's happening on the ground in Israel as, you know, nightfall is again. The second day and second night of a ground operation called a large ground operation by the Israeli Defense Forces into the Gaza Strip. We'll have that coming up in the next segment of the broadcast, a live report from Israel. I want to go right to the phones, though. Raj calling in from Virginia on line one. Raj, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
That was so perceptive and so pointed. The legal situation when human shields are used and when children in ambulances are used to ferry missiles. This has simply got to go even on Al Jazeera. The world needs to know this. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart that you brought this to our attention. But the world needs to know. Other media may not pick it up. We need to, as far as all we who are listening are concerned, we should spread the word also. But that is very special. Thank you for that. David, thank you for the work you're doing. And Jordan, of course, the whole team.
Thank you, Raj. Thanks for calling in. And folks, you know, we need to hear from you. We need you to stand with Israel. We've got to be the purveyors of truth. Because let me tell you something. You're going to have friends and family, even Christian community, who are going to see the news reports and say, well, is this right? What about the women and children? And you just got to have to take the facts to people. If you do take the facts to people, if you explain the situation, you may outrage some who just don't like Israel. But others, you can quickly change their mind. They just have to be educated. And you can't fault them immediately for not understanding the situation when it's very complicated and the media is very much biased. I mean, you've got, there was a CNN reporter who tweeted and deleted the tweet about Israelis being scums. I mean, use that word. Now, then they deleted the tweet. But the idea that, again, could, you know, if people use that, about Palestinians, oh my gosh, they would be fired from their job if they tweeted a comment like that. So, folks, we've got to hear from you. Join our petition to stand with Israel. Call now, 877-989-2255, and support Israel's right to finish the job. If they believe they want to go further into the Gaza Strip, if they believe they want to eliminate Hamas, it should be up to them to make that decision and not receiving this pressure from the United States for things to be limited operations when, again, it's not our troops on the ground. It's the IDF troops. Call now, as you name the petition, 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. And a great time to remind you about our matching challenge. Anything you donate to the American Center for Law and Justice right now is doubled for us at the ACLJ. And that's because of the matching challenge. So someone matches every donation we receive during this time period. You can do that by calling our toll-free number now, 877-989-2255. It's why we do the work we do in the United States, why we were able to focus the last few days on the fight for life, get live reports from Israel when this operation first began, and bring you live reports, a second one coming up from our staff and team and colleagues in Israel as well. It's because of your financial support. Call now if you can make a donation. Your donation will be doubled. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. And David, let me go quickly to you, David French, Senior Counsel with the ACLJ, because it is a time we know this is just day one and a half, we'll say, of the anti-Israel bias starting throughout the world. And so people are going to really experience that over the weekend and certainly next week in the news.
It will build and build and build with each day of this ground operation. So that is why Israel needs support. The pressure on Israel will build in the UN. It will build in an international public opinion. And yet Israel has a job to do. It has to root out and destroy these terrorist tunnels and protect its own citizens. That's why we need our members' help.
Folks, you can add your name to the petition to stand with Israel by calling our toll-free number now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Or go to aclj.org. And remember, you can be part of our matching challenge. It doesn't cost you a thing to add your name to our petitions, and we really appreciate it. It's support in its own way. But you can donate online as well at aclj.org.
Thank you.
Israel is under attack. Hamas terrorists, which have vowed to destroy Israel, are launching rockets aimed at Israeli civilians, including women and children. By one account, 70% of Israel's population is in range of Hamas rocket attacks. Hamas's goal is to inflict severe civilian casualties and annihilate Israel. Israel is defending its citizens. Israel is now conducting a targeted military operation into Hamas strongholds in Gaza to shut down secret tunnels used by the terrorists and to destroy Hamas rockets. Now more than ever, it is critical to stand with Israel. The ACLJ has mobilized teams around the world to support and defend Israel as it defends its citizens. Stand with us. Stand with Israel. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow, and we are bringing you live updates and reports from Israel as they go into day two or night two of the ground operation, part of Operation Protective Edge. This would be day 11 of the Israeli response to a barrage and a significant increase in rocket fire aimed at Israeli cities, towns, you know, civilian areas from Hamas in the Gaza Strip. And right now it's pleased to be joined by Chris Mitchell, who is the CBN News Middle East Bureau Chief and also the host of Jerusalem Dateline on CBN News. You can find out more about that at cbnnews.com. And Chris, it's great to have you on the broadcast. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, Jordan. It's great to be with you.
Give everyone an update on the situation. You are the bureau chief for CBN. You've been a guest on the broadcast before, so you're very familiar with the region at times of relative peace and also at times of conflict. How does this kind of rate into what you've previously experienced in Operation Cast Lead and other Israeli part of this ground operation? We don't use the word invasion yet because so far it's been much more limited to the tunnel system. But where does this rate so far in what it's been like to experience this on the ground in Israel?
Well, I think very significant, Jordan. I think one of the main differences is that the rockets that Hamas has been firing out of Gaza have gone farther than ever before. They've gone here to Jerusalem. We've heard the sirens here several days ago. It's gone past almost to Haifa. So I think you can have maybe most of Israelis under rocket barrage. So I think that makes a big difference. I think the other thing is that it seems that Hamas has been unwilling to accept any ceasefire or accept any de-escalation of the situation. They continue to seem to be provoking Israel. Just a few days ago when Egypt proposed that ceasefire, Hamas rejected it. Even before this all began, more than 11 days ago, Hamas, both privately and publicly, was giving ways that they could de-escalate the situation. They refused it. Even now, they continue to fire rockets after Israel has made this incursion. So I think it seems like Hamas wants to escalate the situation rather than de-escalate it. So I think that those two things, I think, separated from both Operation Cast Lead in 2008 and 2009 and Operation Pillar of Defense in 2012.
Folks, we're talking to Chris Mitchell, who's the CBN News Jerusalem Middle East Bureau Chief based in Jerusalem, Israel. He's also the host of Jerusalem Dateline on CBN News. And check it out, cbnnews.com, because a lot of updates coming from Chris and the CBN News team there. David French, one of our senior counsels with the ACLJ, is also joining us. And I know, David, you had some questions for Chris as well.
Chris, how is the Israeli population holding up under this constant threat of rocket attack? I think it's tough for Americans who've, you know, no living American has ever faced anything like this. How are they holding up, and what's their attitude towards the Hamas attack?
Well, I think they've been very resilient, David. You know, I think you're right. I don't think anybody in the U.S. could sort of identify with this. Maybe the population that could identify this would be the British during World War II, when they were subject to so many V1 and 2 rockets. I think the attitude for most of them is that they want this to stop. They may disagree on how it's going to stop. I think the further south you get to the rockets, for example, we were on the border the other day in Sderot, and if you can imagine, since 2001, there's almost been 14,000 rockets and mortars and missiles coming out of Gaza. Now, one person we talked to that said 99% of the people want a ground incursion to be able to eliminate this rocket attack. I think the further north you get, you might have a less of a population that wants to have the invasion. But I think regardless of how it's done, I think people want to have this stop. They don't want to live their lives under the constant threat of rocket attacks. And even though there's been just a few Israeli casualties, that's not an indication of the kind of ferocity and willingness to kill and maim by Hamas. They just simply haven't been able to do it, but they certainly have the intent to really harm the Israeli population.
We are talking, folks, to CBN News' Chris Mitchell, who is the host of Jerusalem Dateline and also the CBN News Middle East Bureau Chief. Chris, I want to switch back to the military operation. We were talking about the civilian side of this. So far, the reports that we've received and that have been in the media have been that this is a more limited, though the Israelis have used the word large ground operation, but more targeted to the tunnel networks that Hamas has created, and there was a terror attack thwarted where the use of those tunnels could have been used to actually go and massacre Israelis right across the border, and that may have been the trigger that caused the ground invasion the ground incursion to move forward. But do you think it escalates to the point where it is past that? I mean, right now there have been, as Israel's reported, there's been, I think, somewhere between 19 and or 20 of what they've called Hamas terrorists that have been killed. A soldier in the IDF has been killed. So it's a very serious conflict when you've got those ground troops there now. But do you see it escalating, or you know, because it's tough to see. You know, the news reporting last night, it was the dark, and it's tough to understand what's really happening on the ground.
We were down there on the border watching what was going on in Gaza City, but you could see flares, you could see some of the airstrikes and some of the other military activity going on, but very hard to understand. There was some footage released by the IDF showing night vision footage of them actually going in. So I think right now, certainly the first stage will be on the terror tunnels, which do represent a significant threat to all the communities there on the southern border. As you mentioned about that terror attack, there were 13 Hamas terrorists that infiltrated, and they had designs on a particular village down there, and they wanted to kill and maim and kidnap, which would have changed the whole dynamic of the situation. I think that they do have further stages after the terror tunnels. Now, when Operation Cast Lead took place in 2008-2009, they literally split Gaza into three sections. How far they go, I mean, the furthest they could probably go is try to occupy Gaza for weeks or months, topple Hamas, and really change the whole dynamic of the situation. I don't know if Israel is willing to go that far, but certainly I think the military plan has stages that they want to continue to go if the political leadership wants them to.
Final question for you. We're talking to Chris Mitchell. He's got a new book coming out actually in September, a little early promotion for the book. It's called Dateline Jerusalem, an Eyewitness Account of Prophecies Unfolding in the Middle East. You can already check it out at Amazon. It's Chris Mitchell, CBN News, Middle East Bureau Chief. We already know that, and oftentimes this happens when Israel gets involved in conflicts like this defending itself, that, you know, for a couple of days you get somewhat broad support from the West, at least to do something about these rocket attacks. We've heard that from President Obama. But already the words of support are tempered, and we know the world is always right on the edge of starting to condemn, or already has started to condemn, Israel for defending itself. Someone in the media, you know, you're there alongside other reporters. The way that they spin this, you know, the bias is out there. I think it's so important for people to educate their friends and family and get updated places like CBNNews.com so they know the truth about what's happening and why it's happening.
Yeah, well, I've been watching some of those reports as well. And what bothers me, I guess, maybe what I can't understand is the way they frame the argument, and sometimes it's they weigh the body count. You know, unfortunately and tragically, many have died on the Palestinian side innocently, but that's not because of what Israel is trying in so many ways to try to reduce the civilian casualties. They call people. I know you probably talked about the knock on the roof. They text people. They send leaflets. They want to put Hamas or civilians in Gaza out of harm's way. On the other hand, Hamas is firing from civilian areas into populated civilian areas into Israel, and they're trying to increase the civilian casualties. And so I think this is something that any other Western nation would do if rockets were being fired out of a neighboring country or entity. They would do all they could to protect their own population, and Israel is doing what it can to protect the population while trying to protect the civilians in Gaza, while Hamas is putting their own people in harm's way. And I think that's a really important point that people need to understand when they look at different news reports.
Chris Mitchell, thank you for joining us. And you can find out all the info Chris is reporting on from Jerusalem Dateline at CBNNews.com. Chris, is always great to have you.
Great to be with you, Jordan.
Folks, again, we've got a lot coming up on the broadcast. A new movie is out today, Persecuted. I'm going to play a small role in the movie. Don't go see it because of that. See it because of the story. And you can find out Fandango.com or PersecutedMovie.com. The writer, director, and producer of the movie will be joining us in the next segment of the broadcast to talk about the movie. We've endorsed the American Center for Law and Justice. We encourage you to check it out this weekend. It's in over 700 theaters across the country. We'll keep you updated at ACLJ.org and on our social media, whether it's Twitter or Facebook, about the situation in Israel. Stand with Israel. You have an opportunity. You can join our petition. Sign our petition now. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You heard it from guest after guest reporting live from Israel. The distortion will be there. We've got to be the clear voice in support. 877-989-2255. We'll be right back.
This is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the ACLJ. The battle to defend our religious freedom is being fought in courtrooms at the highest level. The need for exceptionally trained lawyers to protect our future is vital. Regent University School of Law is the nation's preeminent Christian law program for anyone considering a career in law today. ABA-accredited Regent Law ranks top 10 in the nation in faculty, according to the Princeton Review. With over 66 awards, Regent also placed in the top two in the Oxford University Global Moot Court Championship, besting both Oxford and Cambridge. The ACLJ is located on Regent's campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, offering students an unprecedented opportunity to work on landmark Supreme Court cases through our association. Real-world training by real-world lawyers for today's unprecedented challenges. Come and study law where the law began. For information, go to regent.edu/law. That's regent.edu/law.
Israel is under attack. Hamas terrorists, which have vowed to destroy Israel, are launching rockets aimed at Israeli civilians, including women and children. By one account, 70% of Israel's population is in range of Hamas rocket attacks. Hamas's goal is to inflict severe civilian casualties and annihilate Israel. Israel is defending its citizens. Israel is now conducting a targeted military operation into Hamas strongholds in Gaza to shut down secret tunnels used by the terrorists and to destroy Hamas rockets. Now more than ever, it is critical to stand with Israel. The ACLJ has mobilized teams around the world to support and defend Israel as it defends its citizens. Stand with us. Stand with Israel. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. I'm in Washington, D.C., and a new movie comes out today in theaters across the country, Persecuted, a movie about, of course, what would happen if here in the United States, and it's not so far off, you had a situation where you had to choose between being able to believe and preach and talk about what you believe in your personal faith and violating the law. And we know so many individuals around the world who live in exactly that kind of situation where they have to make that choice every day. Will I risk my life? Will I risk my career, my family? Think about Miriam Ibrahim still in Sudan because I want to practice my faith the way I see fit. This movie is out in theaters today. You can go to Fandango.com and as well as PersecutedMovie.com. The writer, director, and producer, and a good friend of mine, Daniel Lusko, is joining us now. And Daniel, thanks for being on with us again.
Jordan, thank you so much for having me. It's a privilege.
This is a big day as the movie is opening July 18th today across the country. And this is in a lot of theaters, Daniel. This is in hundreds of theaters around the country this weekend.
Well, we've got this movie releasing in over 700 theaters, which is an anomaly for an independent film. But, Jordan, let me tell you, as I look and see what the critics are saying about this movie, Persecuted, that it takes a stand for truth, it takes a stand for religious freedom, our basic rights as Americans. These Hollywood critics are offended. They are bothered by the very fact that Christians believe that they should be able to stand up in this movie against an intrusive government that would seek to silence them. And I think it's very typical that they would say that. And we've got this movie coming out all across the country, and we are asking people to take a stand for religious freedom, to take a stand for their beliefs, but also to enjoy an entertaining movie. It's nutritious, but it tastes good too, okay? This has got some of the best actors. Fred Thompson, Jordan Sekulow is in the movie. We've got James Remar from Dexter. There's never been a movie centered around faith or freedom that is like this movie, Persecuted. And we need people to act, to take a stand, to go for it, to send a message to Hollywood to say, we care about these freedoms. You're not going to silence us. We are going to stand for the truth.
Folks, you can find out your local showtimes today and purchase your tickets online as the movie opens today in theaters across the country. As Daniel said, over 700 theaters across the country, and it's a really gripping story. I do make an appearance in the movie. Just don't get up for popcorn in the middle of the movie because if you want to see my appearance. But I have to go through those who, and it was great of Daniel to let me play that role. But for those of you who are saying maybe this first time you heard about Persecuted, the movie, you've got James Remar, Fred Thompson, Dean Stockwell, Gretchen Carlson, Brad Stein, the comedian, many of you know, Bruce Davison, and a whole host, again, a story, folks, that you're going to be familiar with, but not in the context of the United States. So it's thinking about the next steps here to the challenges to our religious faith. And it is in theaters across the country today. And Daniel, we're talking to the writer, producer, and director of the movie, Daniel Lusko. And Daniel, I know, you know, I've seen some of the reviews, and it's interesting what they all start off with, especially from the liberal side of this, is that the movie makes you have a choice and really doesn't even give that much of a choice between good and evil. Just what you were talking about, that there are those who are out for good and those who are out for bad. And that idea that there isn't that American-created or even Western world-created gray area between the good guys and the bad guys, it bothers people.
It bothers people that they think that Christians would ever contemplate being persecuted. They think that the idea of a pluralistic society where you aren't allowed to express your beliefs is a good one, and yet they don't realize that Christians are still the most persecuted people group in the world. And as Americans, we've got to be able to take a stand for that. But the left and the whole Hollywood society seems that they would just rather completely silence this. And that's why I think with a movie like Persecuted, by the way, it's a gripping movie, but it's also an entertaining film. And it's got some of the best actors, high production quality. So it's a movie you can enjoy taking your friends out to see. But it also, with your $10, I mean, this movie can send a message to Hollywood to say that we care. We, as Americans, we're going to stand up for faith and freedom and hopefully possibly turn the tide with this movie, Persecuted.
Let me just explain to you folks why, as Daniel was talking about, it's not just a movie to see because of the issue. That's a great movie, and the production quality. You're going to be impressed by the action, which is not typical in Christian movies, that you're going to see this kind of action, this kind of speed in the movie. So it's very different than what you've ever seen before, especially if you're thinking about Christian movies that you've seen before in the past. But also, what the people behind this movie have done. For instance, they had a screening out in California, hosted Naghmeh Abedini, the wife of Pastor Saeed Abedini, an American imprisoned in Iran. You know, we represent that family. They hosted her, and they used that to raise funds, actually, for her assistance, you know, for her family. That was done by everyone behind Persecuted Movie. Brian Daniel was out there. And so, folks, that's why it's important. It's making a statement as well to go and see these films when they're in the theaters, and especially when they're as available as they are at over 700 theaters this weekend. Let's take a listen to some of the trailer right now.
There are those who claim that your ministry is intolerant and may even threaten the freedom of others.
Freedom is fragile and costly and must be defended by work and by faith and even by blood.
Your ministry reaches more people than the evening news, and I need you to get up there and announce that you fully support this bill.
I cannot water down the gospel to advance anybody's political agenda.
This talk of persecution, it's going to die, and who's going to be left standing? You are!
You cannot legislate with the power of God!
He's not on board.
Mr. Luther, do you mind if we get a picture with my daughter?
Big smile. Excellent.
The girl is dead, John. You're saying that you killed her.
I didn't kill anybody.
They're watching for you.
To go.
You're going to be charged with first-degree murder.
I just want to see justice served.
I need your help.
Your husband is a fugitive.
He is coming home to this family.
I have a dream to unite the traditions of faith with one voice.
The arms of God aren't as far away as you might think.
Mr. President,
John Luther is entirely your misfortune.
Now, folks, that was just the audio. You can imagine the visual that goes with that. Let me go to Daniel Lusco one more time, because, Daniel, I just want to give you the opportunity again. Thank you for making this movie. Thank you for getting it into the theaters and those who are behind the movie as well. You've got, you know, people from like Gretchen Carlson from Fox News to Fred Thompson to well-known Hollywood actors. And people, again, are going to see a story that they have not seen before, especially from the Christian viewpoint, a story about what would it be like to be persecuted in the United States? Different than what it would be like to be persecuted in the Middle East, certainly. Different than what it would be like to be persecuted in North Africa. But how it could come about in the form of the rule of law.
And, you know, I think a lot of people do support, and we support those who are suffering overseas. As you mentioned, we hosted a fundraising screening for Naghmeh Abedini, and we helped them, are helping them to buy a house through this. But over here in America, we seem to be totally asleep to the reality that there's this slow erosion of our freedoms and the Constitution and our borders, and with a Hobby Lobby case and what happened with the IRS, we are seeing that there's a slow erosion, and they would love to have us totally ignore that erosion. And I think that's why you see Hollywood and critics wanting to totally bash persecuted and not see this light of day, because they want us to be asleep. And this movie sheds a light on that, and with a man standing up for the truth, no matter what this intrusive government tries to do in this fictional story coming against him. It's a gripping thriller, but also for Americans to be able to stand up for this and stand up for their basic rights that we all believe in. And hopefully out of this persecuted, we can inspire people to restore those freedoms, to restore that confidence in America, and then hopefully be that light to the rest of the world.
Folks, you can get your tickets and see the show times. The movie comes out today. The movie is Persecuted at Fandango.com or PersecutedMovie.com. Daniel, as always, great to have you on the broadcast. We encourage everybody to go out and see Persecuted, the movie, this weekend.
Thank you, Jordan.
All right, folks, we'll talk to you next time on Jay Sekulow Live.
Israel is now conducting a targeted military operation into Hamas strongholds in Gaza to shut down secret tunnels used by the terrorists and to destroy Hamas rockets. Now more than ever, it is critical to stand with Israel. Stand with us. Stand with Israel. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.